You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Today we are reviewing a new Netflix documentary called Secret Love. And here to talk about it, we have the lovely Harmony.
Hi.
And the radiant Mindy.
Aw, that's sweet.
She got radiant.
You got lovely. That's true. Lovely.
That's lovely true. Ladies. Mindy, how about you get us started and shed a little bit more light on what this documentary is all about?
Sure. This documentary called A Secret Love, it focuses on the lives of Terry Donahue, and who was a baseball player for the Peoria Red Wings back in the time when men are going off to war, so they had women's baseball leagues made famous in a league of their own, the film, her longtime partner, Pat Henschel, who had been a couple since they met when she was a baseball player. So since like the 40s, they had been a couple through decades and decades and decades, keeping it secret from their family because of all the discrimination against gay people. And this documentary focuses on essentially the end of their lives now that they're an older couple and going into a nursing home, and just sort of reflecting on their lives as a couple throughout all of this time.
Perfect.
Yeah. This was very interesting to see because elderly homosexual relationships are so seldom portrayed either in fiction or in nonfiction like this in the documentary. And it was really fascinating to hear them speak firsthand about the experiences that they've had to face living the way that they do through all this time.
It is interesting. I gotta wonder about people who have lived through, you know, back in time in the, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, that time when, you know, there were the bar raids, there were the there was the Lavender Scare Senate trials, you know, and even later you got the 80s with the AIDS crisis and how it, you know, directly was an attack on the homosexual community in regards to we don't care if they die. And now you have like laws that are specifically like, you know, you going from laws that are like, we hate you and we have these laws to ensure that you're destroyed, to we love you, we understand that you're just, you know, human beings, and now we have laws to protect you. It must be just a trip and a half for people who have lived through all of that in a very short period of time when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, the 40s, you know, in the grand scheme of things, wasn't that long ago. Even like when I would say, I don't know, the 90s or the 2000s came around, they still had not come out. Like, according to the documentary, it was very much within, I would say, like 5 years or so ago that they came out. So it was it's a long time to be in the closet. I mean, it was. And to see all of history together like that is, I found it immensely sweet. It was such a loving relationship. I found Pat to be incredibly stubborn.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Especially when they were trying to decide to move from their home where they had lived for 20 years and built together into this nursing assisted living facility because of Terry's Parkinson's. And I was particularly touched by that because my father has Parkinson's. And so I was able to connect on that level, even though I wasn't really, you know, I'm not a member of the LGBT community. I'm definitely an ally, but it was interesting for me to see something that I could also connect with. And then I've mentioned this to Mindy before in other reviews about my interracial relationship, which is not quite the same thing, but had a lot of the same stumbling blocks, I think, throughout history. So I was able to connect that way.
Yeah.
Well, Well, one of the things about this documentary is I think that it was a really good slice of life. I'm, you know, there are plenty of documentaries, and I'm trying to think of the one that's coming to my head that's really famous about just, like, focusing on two people and what their life is like at this moment in time. Because, I forget what the name of it is. Something about
a
house.
Loving?
No, not Loving. But but the point is, you know, those types of documentaries in regards to just slice of life documenting this is humanity, I think this one did a really good good job of it, which is like you have these two people who are, you know, a queer couple at the end of their life. This is something that does need to be documented as to this is what this experience is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The issue that I had with this documentary is that that's not the way it's advertised. It's
no, not at all.
It is advertised as the plot synopsis is a former baseball player keeps her lesbian relationship a secret from her family for almost 7 decades. That is the tagline. And yet when they talk about her baseball career, it probably lasted maybe 15 minutes at most. Even right. That's giving it a generous amount of time. And also when they're talking about being in the closet, that got maybe 10 minutes worth of time. And like, it felt like there was really, really interesting stuff in here that they didn't focus on in regards to what they were advertising. Part of me wonders, because I looked at on the, it looks like the director is their great nephew. And so Chris Bolin, these are his aunts. And I'm wondering if he shied away from that kind of stuff because this was family. And it's like, but if you're making a documentary, you can't shy from the hard questions.
That's true. It's possible that, you know, maybe intentionally or not, and likely not, that because of that familial connection that he just couldn't break out of that more personal touch.
Right, because it's like they didn't really talk about what it was like living closeted in, like, the 40s. They have a teeny little bit about, like, the raids, this tiniest little bit about, like, the bar raids.
The bar raids,
specifically.
The
raids. Yeah. They have a teeny little bit, like, when they found the letters, like, the love letters they sent back and forth with the signatures ripped off of them in order to protect themselves, that would have been fascinating to find out about.
Right.
It's like, this is how a couple worked together. But once that was revealed, it wasn't addressed. The focus was on, these are two people who are a couple getting into a nursing home. And even then, like, when they mention it's like keeping it a secret, well, it's not a secret to anybody in the documentary. They mentioned for the tiniest bit, like, Terry's mom probably wouldn't have liked it. Pat's brother definitely didn't like it. But again, that's maybe a couple minutes. So the focus is just on this couple, the people that care about them, and them going into an old folks' home.
So I can see where the tagline would be misleading that way.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely, it's an important story. So we're you know, I'm not going to argue that, but it was definitely not quite what I was expecting going into it. So, but it is very important to tell these stories, especially of the, you know, the greatest generation towards the ends of their lives, and eventually the boomers towards the ends of their lives. You know, it's an important story.
Yeah. Things like this are definitely necessary to help demonstrate that these people have always been here. They will always be here. They deserve respect and love. And it just goes to show how far back, you know, at least in the modern time, that they have been here.
And it could also be, you know, that we're not going to salacialize, or I'm not probably going to say that right. We're not going to, you know, make the salacious talk, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe that's why they held back, is like to normalize it. And I'm all for, making it a non-issue to talk about, you know, gay relationships. You know? So maybe that was the reason why, but, you know, I can't speak to it. So.
Yeah.
Right. And two, even, you know, like I said, they didn't really go into the baseball either, which is another facet they could have gone into. It's like, how does being queer on a all women's baseball team during the war and being an athlete and being therefore a celebrity, how does being gay affect that world too? But again, they had maybe 5 minutes talking about it. And I felt those things, it's like you have this lead up and you have this advertisement of this is what you're going to talk about. And then you talked about something else. And it's like, I don't mind I didn't mind listening to the something else, but that's not what I came here to watch.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that, that it was a little bit of a bait and switch, I feel. You know, just, you know, because I would have liked to hear more, actually, especially about the baseball, because they really kind of pushed into that for the advertising for this. And
yeah.
And, you know, brought in clips from A League of Their Own. So it's like, oh, yeah, I love that movie. You know, it's like, so it would have been nice for them to flesh that out. Absolutely.
Well, and that marketing and that tagline and everything, that, you know, maybe probably wasn't on the part of the filmmaker, because so often that's out of their control.
That's probably Netflix then.
But at the same time, yeah, it was probably Netflix, but at the same time, this guy knows that his great aunt was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is probably why he decided to make something on her and sold this documentary to Netflix. Great aunt was a baseball player in a time when being gay was not a good thing. So, and it's like, I'm sure that Chris Bolin had a hand in that too.
That's probably fair.
It's a good possibility. Yeah.
Yeah. I really, still, even with all that, I really enjoyed it. You know, like it was a wonderful, you know, snippet of a love story and an important story for people facing the end of their lives. And, I was really touched by them, and you know, as the documentary went on, because I have a feeling this was recorded over years, just basically based off of, you know, here's her telling the family, here's, you know, them moving, here's them finally, you know, tying the knot, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
it was an interesting story. I think they just took bits and pieces over the years and then tried to condense it. And maybe that's why we ended up losing some of that. So I'm not sure what else to say about it. It's because, you know, it's a documentary. It was beautifully shot. I thought it had really great edits and cuts in it.
Yes,
still nothing
definitely
spectacular or out of the box for documentary's sake. You know, it's pretty standard, you know, pan shot over letters and, you know,
right,
that kind of thing. And but it was a nice time to watch. So I mean, I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially the little snippets when they did have the baseball stuff, having it be much more of montage-y stuff of this is historical context. I really liked that, and you know, being able to see her baseball card and that sort of
thing.
Yeah,
it kind of kicked into Ken Burns mode a couple times there.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was like, oh, yeah, I see where he learned it.
All right, well, I guess we should move on to final thoughts. Mindy?
Well, like I said, it is a very good documentary for what it's presenting. It, you know, a slice of life of an important thing we should have a slice of life about. One, elder people dealing with the modern age. Two, an elderly gay couple who has been together for eons dealing with modern society. I think that is something that definitely deserves to be documented and should be documented. That said, like Harmony said, this was a bait and switch. You went into this documentary wondering about how being queer affected Terry's life as a baseball player. You went into it thinking how through the ages them being closeted affected them. But that really was not presented in this documentary. And since that's the way it is advertised, the fact that it isn't there is a letdown. But like I said, for what it is good at presenting what it is. I just wish it had been advertised as what it is. So, you know, for that, I'm just going to put it middle of the road. It's not, you know, it doesn't break the box for by any means. That's not even a term, but you know what I mean. So
break the mold.
There you go. So I'm just going to put it middle of road, 3 lady baseball cards out of 5.
There you go.
I want one of those lady baseball cards.
I know,
now,
they
though.
Look so good.
They're so cute.
All right, Harmony?
For me, I really enjoyed it. It's, like I said, wasn't out of the mold. See, now, out of the box, breaking the mold. Yes, that's where we messed up. Okay. it didn't break the mold of documentaries, but I think it was well done. It was a bit of a bait and switch if you were expecting more of a, you know, story about them facing adversity or whatever. But I think maybe because they were so hidden about it up until then, maybe that's why they didn't really go into it. But who knows? We'll have to ask the filmmaker sometime. But for me, I appreciated it focusing on the Parkinson's and the end of life struggles that's with that, that comes with that diagnosis. Because like I said, my father has Parkinson's, so I was able to relate pretty deeply with this. And it made me think, okay, how am I going to take care of my dad in the future? And so it's any documentary or any movie that helps inspire questions that need to be asked, whether they're pleasant or not, gets a thumbs up in my book. So I'm probably going to give it, let's say, a 3.5 wonderfully chaste little kisses between elderly people out of 5.
All right. Rose? Fair enough. I kind of, like you guys, I really would have liked to have seen more about the larger picture of what it meant to be gay in the early to mid 20th century. But I still very much appreciate it, a light being shown on an often overlooked portion of the population, and I really hope that the little tidbits of it that you do get in this, outside of the more personal story of the two women, inspires people to go and just kind of research this stuff on their own. But I also did really enjoy seeing the League of Our Own kind of stuff, because ever since I saw that movie, you know, I wanted to learn more about that. So that was neat to see some of the real life analogs to those things. And I will give it 5 baseballs out of 10.
Nice.
All right.
And just remember, there is no crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball.
But now there are queers in baseball. So just set the record straight.
Awesome.
There you go.